Assalamu alaikum, welcome back after the break. Just before we do talk about the pillars and Jannatul Baqi, you did mention, Maulana, before about the dates as well. And now, as we know, there's a load of variety of dates as well. So which dates would you recommend for those who are going to Medina to purchase or get?
Okay, for the dates, there's no shortage of selection. Ajwa hai, Kilmi hai, Mabroom hai, Sugai hai, Sufri hai, Khudri hai. The list is endless. It's good job you mentioned that. You asked about the dates. Just a little while ago, somebody WhatsApped me the name of the dates, the different dates, the pictures, the name in Arabic and English. What I'll do is, I'll dig up that from the WhatsApp, and what I'll do is I'll try to email you that, and maybe if you want you can put that on the Facebook as well. That would be something interesting. So there's a whole khudri, ajwa, ye sab hai. But ajwa ke bare mein hadith mein ke andar aata hai, if I remember rightly, that the person who eats 7 of those in the morning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from magic, the evil eye, jadu, ki cheezon se Allah tabarak wa taala uski hifazat karta hai. To ajwa is the one for that. It's small dates, small round dates that you'll be able to purchase from the shops, markets, the date gardens as well. So far as dates are concerned, you can purchase that from the date market, from the shops, from the gardens, from the factories as well. Some of the groups, they will take you for ziyarats to the date factories as well, where you can purchase those. Since you mentioned the different types, there are those, and apart from that, not only that, there is a whole selection and a whole range of dates that you can get. For example, you get dates with almonds in them, you get chocolate dates, even in the chocolate dates up whole range here, you get wafers with dates in it, even in the chocolates there's a whole selection. You get dark chocolate, you get white chocolate, so the list is endless in that as well. Okay. One other thing I was going to mention as well, so far as Masjid Nabawi, that try to spend at least 8 days. And as I was mentioning before the break as well about reading all your namaz in Masjid Nabawi. The reason why I say this, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, he who performs 40 salat in my masjid in such a way that he does not miss a single salah, Allah prescribes for him freedom from fire, freedom from punishment, and freedom from hypocrisy. And this is in Musnad Ahmad. So itni badi fazilat hai ke jo aadmi 8 din ke liye 40 jo aadmi 40 namazein Masjid Nabawi mein padhta hai to nifaq se, jahannam ki aag se Allah tabarak wa taala usko jo hai azadi ata farmate hain. So, roz hamara jana waha nahi hota. It's not every day that we're going to go there. So, that's what I hinted to, that before the break, that if you are going for ziyarat, if you're going to the date factory, there's no harm in that. But be mindful of the salat. So, there's no harm in shopping. When you do shopping with this intention of buying a gift for your loved ones, this, of course, in hadith is encouraged to give gifts. This increases the love, but be mindful of not missing any salat. Once you've presented your salam in Masjid Nabawi, you've done the dua, it is mentioned that a person, he should go and try to pray, if not possible at that time, at some other time, in Riyadhul Jannah, pray next to the sacred pillars. So wahan chand sutun hai jo ba barkat hai, jis ke paas sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alay majma'in namaz padha karte the. Briefly, this the detail is mentioned in books, but just for the benefit of the general public, I'll mention some of the sacred pillars and the history behind them. First one, ustawana mukhallaq. Why is it called so? Because of the fragrance they used to apply on that pillar. Initially, it was not a pillar. What it was, that it was a tree stump. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to deliver the Friday khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to place his blessed hand on the stump of that tree. That's why it's also called Ustawana Hannana as well for another reason. I'll explain. So it's called Ustawana Mukhallaq and Ustawana Hannana. Hannana is the crying of a she camel. So this was that sutun, this was that tree stump initially where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to place his hand. What happened later on, a minbar was built for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Friday, he ascended the minbar and that tree stump began to cry because he was far from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, further away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That tree stump no longer had the blessed hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on him. So mukhallaq because of khuluq, because of the fragrance that he used to apply to that. And why is it called Hannana? Hannana is the crying of a she camel. So that tree stump began to cry, it began to weep, like the crying of a she camel. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came down from the minbar and he patted that tree stump, like you pat a small child when he's crying, when he's asking for milk, and you comfort it and you calm it down. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam patted that tree stump and it quietened down, it quietened down and it calmed down. Later that was when it dried up, that was buried, and in that place is where that pillar is. So that's the history behind Ustawana Mukhallaq, and it's known in kitabs as Ustawana Hannana because of that. So as I mentioned, later on the tree, it dried up and it was buried. Ustawana Aisha is the second pillar. This is also called Ustawana Muhajirin because initially the Muhajirin, they used to sit near the spot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to offer his prayers there. It's also known as Ustawana Qura. Qura is that drawing lots. Why is it called that? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that there is a place if people knew about that, they would draw lots. And then it was later on, it was the persistence of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. He asked Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha about that place, and she was the person that knew about it. She told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, and that's how people found out. And Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they used to pray near there. So that's the significance of that. Ustawana Tawba, this is also known as Ustawana Abu Lubaba. This is a Sahabi at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Due to one of his errors, he accidentally made a mistake, and because of that he decided to tie himself to that pillar, and he said that until Allah does not forgive me, I will always be tied here, I'll keep myself tied here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he found out, he said that if Hazrat Abu Lubaba had come to me, I would have interceded on his behalf, but he has put the masla, this situation between himself and Allah. After some time, during that time, Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he only used to be, the ropes were open only at the time of prayer, of salat, and the time that when he needed to relieve himself. Apart from that, he was tied to that pillar all the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his forgiveness for him. At the time, if I remember rightly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at the house of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and people came rushing to untie Hazrat Abu Lubaba. He said no, until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his blessed hands, he doesn't untie me, I will remain here. So that's the story between that pillar. Ustawana Sarir. Sarir means a place of sleeping. Also a bed in Arabic is called Sarir as well. This is the place where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of i'tikaf, he used to sleep there. A platform of wood was put there for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to rest. Ustawana Ali is also known as Ustawana Haris. Haris means to watch or protect. Jisko hum Urdu mein kehte hain chokidari. So before the revelation of the ayat Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas, that Allah will protect you from the people, the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they used to stand guard over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why it's known as Haris Chokidari. It's also known as Ustawana Ali because Ali radiallahu ta'ala was the person mostly who used to be there at that time. Ustawanai wafood. Wafood means delegations. So when any delegation used to arrive, they used to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is the place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to sit with the delegation. Ustawanai tahajjud. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray tahajjud. If I remember rightly, this is no longer outside. This is inside the Hujra Mubarak. Ustawanai Jibreel. This is the usual place where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to enter to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today it can't be seen. Sorry, this one that's no longer seen. Because now it's in Hujra Sharif. So these are the sacred pillars. In line with Hazrat Ustawana Aisha, there's one thing, it's not mentioned in many kitabs, but Allama Samudi has written in Al-Wafa wal-Wafa fi Zikri Dar al-Mustafa, that when you stand, as I mentioned in Mahaj Seminar as well, that when you stand facing Ustawana Aisha and you count back from that, you count backwards from that, you will notice there is one pillar. There is one pillar in line. All the pillars are in line. There is one pillar that's out of line. It's slightly to one side. So when you're facing the Ustawana Aisha and you counting backwards, it's roughly the fifth pillar. The fifth pillar that is not in line, and that's not by accident. That's slightly to one side. There's something significant about that. What's significant? This is that place when the Qibla was moved towards Baytul Maqdas. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray. So that's what's significant about that place. Uske baad jo hai, try to visit Jannatul Baqi as well. It opens after Fajr and after Asr. The easiest way to get in there is to follow a janaza. What I would suggest is as well, come as come, maybe once in the day, at least once in the week, maybe on Friday, visit Jannatul Baqi. What I would suggest, after Fajr, when you go there, kuch isale sawab kare. And the simple thing, what I would suggest, not only, I was thinking this morning as well, not only when you're in Medina, but a suggestion that when you read Fajr, har roz, when you read Fajr, whether you're in Medina or you're at home, here in the UK, when you read Fajr ke baad aap ek martaba Surah Yasin padhe, especially when you're in Medina, but this is not necessarily for there. After Fajr, read Surah Yasin once and convey the sawab of that to your parents, your grandparents, your teachers, all those people that have passed away. So if you have this habit, this will remain a habit inshallah for the rest of your life. Not only is it for yourself, but educate your children as well. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, he says that when your child is small, play with that child. When it grows older, educate him with good adab. When he grows older than that, when he becomes teenager, have a good friendship with him. So this is part of teaching the children adab. Usually when a person passes away, I mention this, that today if we do isale sawab for someone, or as my teacher used to say, that today if we do isale sawab for someone, then when we pass away from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create someone who will do isale sawab for us. So if we never in our lives did isale sawab for those that have passed on before us, we never taught our children, how can we expect that when we pass away from this world, that somebody will do isale sawab for us? So when you're in Medina, simple thing, that read Surah Yasin after Fajr, and jitni bhi aapne padhi hai, uska jo hai, aap isale sawab kar dein Jannatul Baqi walon ko. So that's not, as I said, that's not necessarily just when you're going to Jannatul Baqi, but make it a routine of your life. It takes 5 minutes, it may take you initially more than that, but once you're in the habit of that, it will be easy. When you enter the Qabristan, the famous dua for entering the Qabristan is السلام علیکم دار قوم مؤمنین و انا ان شاء اللہ بکم لاحقون نسأل اللہ لنا ولکم العافیہ. سو السلام علیکم دار قوم مؤمنین و انا ان شاء اللہ بکم لاحقون نسأل اللہ لنا ولکم العافیہ. سو دس از دا فیمس دعا آف انٹرنگ دا قبرستان. وین وی انٹر دا قبرستان وی ریڈ دس اینڈ وی میک دعا دیٹ اللہ وٹ ہیو ریسائٹڈ دیٹ سورہ یاسین. If we entered and we hadn't read Surah Yasin, at least Surah Fatiha once, Surah Ikhlas three times, and then convey the sawab of that for all that are buried in Baqi. So, as I said, that iska ihtimam karein. If from tomorrow morning we make, inshallah, we all make, we should make firm intention that inshallah hum isko rozana ka mamool banayenge. So, it's important, so I'll mention it in Urdu as well, that ye hum apni zindagi ka mamool banayen ke کوشش کریں کہ فجر کے بعد ہم ایک مرتبہ یاسین پڑھیں اور جتنے بھی ہمارے مرحومین ہیں ان کو اس کا ثواب پہنچائیں. اس لیے کہ اگر آج ہم کسی کے لیے پڑھیں گے تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی جب ہم اس دنیا سے جائیں گے تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان کو پیدا کریں گے جو ہمارے لیے پڑھیں گے. اس لیے میں عرض کرتا ہوں کہ اگر ہم نے پوری زندگی ایسی گزاری, ہم نے اپنے آبا و اجداد کے لیے کبھی نہیں پڑھا, تو ہم نہیں توقع رکھ سکتے کہ ہماری جو اولاد ہے ہمارے لیے پڑھے گی. بیکاز سم تھنگ دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ایجوکیٹ آن ون آف دا ویز آف ایجوکیٹنگ از بائی پریکٹیکل ڈیمونسٹریشن. اف وی ہیو لیو دیٹ لائف, اف وی ہیو شون ٹو آور چلڈرن, دین ان شاء اللہ وی ہیو ہوپ دیٹ ان شاء اللہ دے ول پرے فار اس ایز ویل. اس کے علاوہ سو یہ جو ہے ستون ہو گئے, جنت البقیع ہوگی. اپارٹ فرام دیٹ, اے پرسن ہی شوڈ گو ٹو مسجد قبا. Masjid Quba, he should go on a Saturday. It is mentioned in a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, performing Salat in Masjid Quba is equal to performing Umrah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to visit Masjid Quba on Saturday. So, agar aap ja sakte hain, if your group is going on Saturday for ziyarat, that's fair enough. If not, then you can catch a taxi. Just a couple of you go together, chip in, and go to Masjid Quba. It's not far. The taxi won't take you much, charge you much. But, of course, the sawab is very, very great. So don't deprive yourself of the sawab just by not knowing or by not going. It is mustahab to visit the graves, you know, to Mount Uhud. Normally, you will go there for your ziyarat. It's mustahab to go there on Thursday. Of course, if you can go, fair enough. If not, if you go on another day, not an issue at all. When you're in Medina, couple of things. So aap ziyarat ke liye bhi jayenge. If you purchase anything with this need of helping the people of Medina, and when you're departing from Medina, when you present yourself for the final salam, final farewell, a person, he should be have sorrow and grief that he is leaving the blessed city of Medina and the sacred and holy city of Medina. Admi ko nadamat ho, admi ko you know, ranj afsos ho ki jis tarah iske haq the, iske huquq the, admi nahi baja la saka, aur admi ke dil ke andar ye nadamat ho sad aur hasrat ho کہ جس طرح مجھے یہاں وقت گزارنا تھا نہیں گزار سکا. And a person, he should pray that Allah, because of my wrongdoings, by me not being holy and solely mindful of the adabs, the etiquettes of such a blessed place, don't deprive me from coming here again. So when a person comes with یعنی نہایت ادب کے ساتھ, احترام کے ساتھ, آدمی خشوع خضوع کے ساتھ آدمی اپنا آخری سلام پیش کرے, sorrow and grief, with a lot of sorrow and grief that he may not come here again. This may be the last time that he comes here. After he's presented his salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conveyed his salam to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and then move forward where he no longer has the Rauza Rasul behind his back. So تھوڑا آگے جا کر مطلب یہ ہے کہ آپ اتنا آگے جائیں کہ روضہ رسول آپ کے پیچھے نہ ہو. سو ٹرائی ناٹ ٹو اسٹینڈ never should have the Roza Rasul behind your back unless you're standing in that place just reading namaz. So if you're standing in the first, second, those one or two safs that are in front of Roza Mubarak. So unless you're standing there for namaz, then under no circumstances should you have your back to Roza Mubarak. So thoda aage jaakar aap qibla rukh hokar dua kare. Pray for yourself, make a long dua, and pray that, oh Allah, don't deprive me. You've come and done Hajj, pray that Allah accepts your Hajj. You've come and done Ziyarat in Medina, make dua that Allah accepts your Hajj as well, as your Ziyarat as well. So, Admi, when he leaves Medina, he should be sorrowful and do istighfar and pray that Allah, what I've done, accept, and what I've omitted or I've neglected, forgive me.